It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
.10:40 here on the Average Joe Sports Show on 90.9 The Light. Right now we have a very special guest, Kendall Manley from the club wrestling team here at Liberty University, and you're telling us you're the first woman's club wrestler ever here in the history of Liberty. So that's nice.
That's pretty cool.
That's very historical.
That's nice.
First one ever.
Years from now, it's going to be like,
it's a monumentous accomplishment. And they'll be putting a
bust like of your face.
There you go. Years from now, when her pictures at the LA Ice Center at the Club Sports Hall of Fame.
We're going to have banners.
I was dumbing it down because the big story is not only that you're the first female wrestler, but you were also the first female wrestling champion at the NWCA National Championships in Allen, Texas. And you were able to capture the, so your former high school, Hawaii, and we're going to talk about that, girls state champion in the 170-pound title in the female division, first NCAA women's national champion. So how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great today.
Beautiful day, right?
Yeah, it's nice.
pretty cool day probably for Hawaii.
Yeah, I was struggling during the winter, so it's good that the temperatures are getting back up.
Have you seen a lot of snow in your life?
I have not.
There wasn't a lot here this winter.
No, there was not at all.
I was here over spring break and winter break, so I saw both snows.
There was like one snow.
Over winter break and over spring break. Yeah. And of course,
spring break one didn't really count.
Yeah, that was just flurry.
I was gone during the spring break one for wrestling. There you go. So.
It knocked my power out at home. It was awful.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Cold.
That's depressing.
All right, Kendall. So, freshman here at Liberty, kind of walk us through your path that what got you into wrestling and what got you here wrestling at Liberty. What, 5,000 miles away from
and
your home
you
or something
John
like that?
John Cena. we'll wait on that. Here's the first question.
All right.
So, yes, I'm from Hawaii. I'm from a little island right near Maui called Molokai. And my parents actually met at Liberty, and they got married.
Oh, yes.
Boom!
I actually did read that, and I don't know why. Your father wrestled here in the 80s.
Yes.
In 1984. 3 to 87 or something like that?
So, yeah, something about okay. there. And he actually wrestled under Coach Jesse Castro.
Yes, who's actually being inducted, I don't know why I just forgot what that word was, in a couple of weeks into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame. They just announced that, so congratulations to him.
Yeah.
Friend of the show.
Impressive.
Liberty was always like in the background. I am one of five children. I'm the fourth one down. And my three older siblings all decided to go to schools more near the West Coast. And so when it was my turn, this is kind of a dumb reason, but I'd never really experienced season change before. And so...
I want a little bit of torture. Let's go.
My roommate last year was from Hawaii, so I had to explain how really? Bad it yeah. would really
a
be
roommate
to him.
From Hawaii?
Yeah, my roommate last year. My wow. My last year on campus. Jeez. My roommate was from Hawaii.
Jeez. Back to Kendall.
Yeah, but... Yeah, so that was one of the main reasons. And then I have a lot of extended family here on the East Coast, so I knew I would have, like, people to come rescue me if I was, like, dying or anything.
There you go.
Yeah, so that's how I decided to come to Liberty. But then my dad is the wrestling coach for the club that we have in our town, which is from when you can walk to middle school. And so I've been wrestling forever. All my siblings have been wrestling forever. And then my dad's also the high school coach at my school. And I actually, funny story, hated wrestling when I was...
How long have you been wrestling?
I've probably been wrestling since I was like six.
Wow.
Yep. And I'm just about 19 now, so it's been a while.
been a few years.
Yeah. And so I told my parents I wasn't going to wrestle in high school because I hated it. And they were like, that's fine, you know, do what you want. And then I got to high school and I was like, I'm just going to try it because, you know, competitive with the older siblings, of course. And then I got to high school and I just like fell in love with it. And yeah. And then senior year, I ended up taking the championship, which was like, absolutely one of the best moments of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so then when I decided to come to Liberty, obviously there was no women's wrestling, so my dad contacted Coach Castro and asked if I could be a manager for the men's team so that I could still stay involved with the sport. And so that's how I started as a manager, and then slowly they were like, hey, like, we know you wrestled, like, before. Like, did you want to just, like, practice?
We know you're a champion. We need champions.
And so they slowly, like, let me come in and practice, and there was Josh Ferenzi's girlfriend, Rihanna. She does jiu-jitsu.
Fiancé.
So yeah, fiancé, actually.
The much-publicized Liberty engagement announcement.
Yeah.
Josh Ferenzi won the, what weight class did he win? 174-pound weight class at the NWCA, and then proceeded to propose to his girlfriend, and we would have liked to have him here today, but unfortunately couldn't be here. But still continue?
Yeah. Side note, that was such an incredible
I'm sure.
Way
There's
to
a video
it,
on that
it was
online.
So fun to watch.
I need to see that. I haven't seen that yet.
It's been a national storyline.
Yeah.
All over.
And so Rihanna, she's a grad student, so she didn't want to compete, but she was my wrestling partner for the year. She was like, I'll help you whenever you want. So we would just get together a couple times a week and practice. And then from there it grew, and eventually I was able to practice with the boys, and some of the assistant coaches really helped me out. And then they were like, oh, by the way, you're going to wrestle at Nationals. And then I was like, okay, just for fun. And then I ended
up
winning.
They just dropped it on you that you were going to go at Nationals?
Well, they let me wrestle at one of the dual tournaments that we had on campus. But there was, like, no one in my weight class, so I just wrestled a girl that was, like, much lighter than me just for, like, fun. And then...
Just for fun! She flailed around like a raggedy Ann.
For fun!
Hey, can I just destroy you on the mat for fun?
So you had only wrestled once at Liberty at a collegiate level before Nationals.
Well, they let me wrestle at the duels, and then they were like, oh, she can actually wrestle. Well, I don't know if they said that, but that's what
I think
they said.
Yeah, that's what they were thinking.
And then they let me wrestle at conference. So at conference, the two girls that I wrestled, they were a little bit closer to my weight, so it was more like a realistic match. And then after that, I still wasn't totally sure if I was going to Nationals. And then they were like, you're going pretty much solidly 2 weeks before. And so then that's when I was like, and then they're like, also, you got to make weight. So I was practicing a lot in those last 2 weeks, but it was really fun.
That's how it goes. All right, so you wrestled in high school and winning state and then going to Nationals. What was the difference? Like, did you notice a clear-cut difference, or do you look back at, like, National, at least in high school, where you have, you know, students and people who have been wrestling for, you know, their whole life or maybe for 4 years, you know, they've been training, they've got, you know, day-to-day, you know, stuff that they do with the coaches that they have. Did you notice a big difference, or when you got to Nationals, were you like, this is a step up? These people, I can tell, are far more prepared than we were, you know, a year ago.
Actually, really funny. A lot of the girls that I saw at Nationals, I had wrestled in high school or knew from high school, because there's a lot of Hawaii girls, because it's really big women's wrestling.
So this was Nationals at the high school level? Or the club high school level, I guess.
Yeah, I guess you could say it like that, but it was so random because we're in, like, Texas, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, I wrestled that girl in high school, and I know her, and it's all this kind of random stuff. So
you were the celebrity there, just walking around, like, showing the Liberty people, yeah, I know them, and yeah, I beat them, I beat her.
Like, I know everybody at this thing.
Yeah, and so...
go for her legs.
Yeah, and so it was really fun to, like, to see all the girls that I had, like, competed with and known before. And I felt like at the high school level it was a lot more intense, just because there was a lot more girls that you had to compete with at the high school level. Like, in order to get into, like, the semi rounds or whatever, you had to wrestle a lot more matches to get to that point. And a lot of the girls at the high school level had been wrestling since they, like, were really young. This national level, of course, the competition was really hard. I still had, like, really good matches. The girls wrestled really hard, but you can tell that it's still, like, a developing sport within this league, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So it's not necessarily the same same speed.
Yes.
But it's growing.
Right.
Which is really cool, mm-hmm. because that means over the next few years you have a chance to defend your title.
Yeah, it's really exciting. It's really exciting.
She's going to have a banner, people. Joe. She's going to have a banner.
There you go.
Your own banner. Yes.
So if I'm not mistaken, you only had to win one match in order to win the national championship at finals, correct?
I ended up wrestling twice at that competition.
Twice, okay.
Yes.
Because there were six in your weight class, and you had a first round bye.
Yes, I believe that's... It was five or six. I don't remember exactly.
I'm just going for what the article says, so... And then this chick from Northern Kentucky, you took down her, so she's gone.
Yeah. And the funny thing was, I actually had wrestled her at conference.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
So you matched up... I'm assuming you defeated her at conference pretty handily as well.
Yeah, well, she actually did way better at in Texas... Than she did,
really?
At conference. So you could tell that
hustling,
the guys were working. Yeah.
First she round, knew. She was like, I'll let her win. Next time I'm going to get her.
Yeah.
So you said that wrestling was very competitive at the women's level in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Is that something that, how does that really begin as a Hawaii? I mean, I'm not up on Hawaii culture, never been to Hawaii, yeah. But is that something that is one of the more competitive sports down there?
Yeah, I would say baseball and softball are really big, and wrestling is really big. I would say those are like...
So when you got started, and you said your three siblings above you, they all wrestled as well?
Mm-hmm.
What tips did they, as well as your father, give you?
Oh, I got more tips than I wanted from
them. I'm sure you did. Did you guys used to just kind of wake up and wrestle each other on the living room floor?
Oh, man. Yes. Well, and my younger brother, we're like the closest in age. And so we're always wrestling and stuff. And my sister and my older brothers, whenever they would come back from college, they would always be like assistant coaches for like the winter break. And so, and my sister's like very like intense and like good at wrestling. And so she would just like beat me up. But it actually helped me to be really good. So, yeah.
Well, I'm a middle child of five. So I'm number three.
Yes.
And sneak attacks were like the big thing. I shared a room with my two older brothers, and then I have two younger sisters. So I shared a room with two older brothers. So I know what it's like to, one, be coached. They were always an assistant mm-hmm. coach to my dad or to whatever on my team. So I know what that's like. But what was it like on a regular day of... Did you, because sneak attacks were something that just always happened, and mm-hmm. we were always wrestling. Three boys, that's what happened. But in your family, wrestlers, I mean, did you guys have like a mat? Did you guys have a den, like a room that you guys set
did
up?
You just have like a room prepared? It's like, all right, you ready to go?
Like,
all right,
timers,
let's go upstairs.
Wrestling room. One of you was an official.
Yeah, well, like we didn't have any like mats and stuff at our house, but my dad is a pastor, and so like
wow.
all our
is that
like
the evangelism linebacker,
that's
the wrestling
awesome.
Pastor.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So my dad is a pastor, so all our like club, all his club sports that he does with the wrestling, all the mats are at the church, and so
wow.
like
wrestling church. Oh
that's
gosh,
great.
Yes.
My dad's a pastor too. I'm gonna get him on that.
Yeah.
I'm
so
yes, into the mat.
Well, he had my arthroscopic knee surgery like 5 years ago, so probably.
Yeah.
So that's great. So you were able to wrestle at your church then?
Yeah, because we have a gymnasium at the church, and so wow. like if we needed to during the summers or whatever, we could just like pull out those mats. But like also, my dad would just, like you're saying, the sneak attacks. My dad would just like tackle us, and like, and my mom is like, it's so funny because she's the only one out of us that's like not down for like any kind of stuff like that, and so she would just be like, you guys are all weird, and I can't watch. And you just like go and like do dishes or something.
I can't deal with this right now.
Yeah.
So violent.
So yeah. Let me ask you this, as being now the first wrestler as part of the officially named women's wrestling program here at Liberty at the club level, what's next for the program, and are you having a lot of say in how that's going to be implemented next year? Have you guys started recruiting other people to bring in for next semester?
Yeah, I'm not really sure, actually. Like, I know that we're going to have a team, and I know that I'm going to be wrestling next season, but I don't know much beyond that. I had a CFLAW contact me with interest about coming, so that was really exciting. She wrestles in high school in Canada, and so she won't be here next year, but the year after. And so I told my coaches, like, hey, there's getting some interest, and I know that when we were in Allen, like, a lot of people were coming up to like my coaches and asking like about the women's team and stuff. So I know that there's interest, but I don't know much beyond that of what next year is going to look like. So I'm just excited for the adventure.
Could we see like a player coach thing where you're like helping coach and wrestling at the same time? I mean, because clearly right now it looks like you've kind of done most of the recruiting. If CFOS are contacting you
instead of Coach Castro,
I mean, that's got to be one of those things where you're just like, yeah, I kind of hold the power right now. Who's the champion? I'm the champion. So I feel like that you've got some really exciting things over the next few years, at least for me. I'm going to be here, you know, following sports.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly something to keep up with now.
Yeah, I think the coaches were excited that I'm only a freshman because they're like, oh, yeah, now we can, like,
domination for the next
we can build this.
So how is it wrestling? Do you compete in practice against the other wrestlers on Liberty's team? The males?
Well, at the beginning of the year, like I said, it was pretty much only me and Rihanna, and we had another girl that was wrestling with us.
But you broke her.
No, I didn't break her.
It's like she's gone.
She's gone.
She didn't make it.
She like had other responsibilities that she had to do.
Coach Castro running a tight program, man. You might not make it.
I would wrestle. We would go at jiu-jitsu practices sometimes and wrestle whoever would want to wrestle me. And then the
gladiator style. Just going, bring it on.
Just going like the origins of MMA right there.
And then Joshua Travers, which is one of the assistant coaches, he just became an assistant coach. He was technically still a volunteer, but he like took me on kind of as his project. And so he would come in and he would just. He couldn't really wrestle me because he's a lot bigger, but he would, like, make me wrestle him, if that makes sense. And then, like, the last, like, week or two before Nationals, I would come into the boys' practices and wrestle some of the lighter weights, and then they were smashing me.
I bet they'd all be wrestling.
It was really helping.
I bet they'd all be wrestling, and the door would open and just...
Oh my God, no.
I forgot you had that.
I was waiting for that drop when I asked about John Cena.
No, we certainly appreciate you coming on the show, Kendall, and telling us about the wrestling program. We'll definitely keep tabs on it as it expands through the next couple of years, and hopefully we'll have more success at the NWCA.
Yeah, hopefully.
And enjoy the weather.
She's going to get a banner.
Somewhere.
She deserves it.
Thank you.